lactose. Swiping down will bring out the multitask bar. This too doesn't demand a hard press. A light touch will suffice. Pinch or stretch. The pinch or stretch gesture is achieved using the tip of your index finger and thumb. This is used to zoom in or zoom out areas of interest in either a picture or a website. To zoom out, place your fingers on the screen at least 2 inches apart and pull them together. This will make the photo smaller and give you a more holistic view. On the other hand, to zoom in, put your fingers together, but instead of pulling them closer, you slide them apart. You may have to repeat this a few times before you get your desired view. Drag. The drag is basically what you do when you want to scroll up or down or left or right. It's likely what you would do if you're viewing a page and reading the line slowly. You'd drag up or down to get to the next page. Gestures used on a touchscreen are pretty easy to understand and will become intuitive once you get used to your device. Turning on your iPad Pro. The first thing you'd see when the iPad Pro comes on is the Apple logo. After the booting process is complete, you'd either be taken to the home page or, if it's the first time you're putting on the device, you'll be directed to a page where you can set up your Apple ID. Your Apple ID works as a combination of your email address and a password that will form your unique access to services like the App Store, iCloud, and built-in apps. It's similar to having a Google account that you can use to navigate through the Google Play Store, register on websites, and so on. Creating an Apple ID is not complex. You'd be directed to a website specified for that, and instructions will follow. If you have an ID already, but you still want to customize a particular tablet, you can input your details. If you can't recall your ID, both email and password, there's a link address, Find Your Apple ID, that will help you retrieve it. Where you have your email address but you do not know your password, you may select the Reset Your Password option. After doing this, you'll be able to customize your tablet and get to the primary display screen. Once you get there, you'll see the home screen with icons for different applications. Many of these applications are inbuilt, so you won't be able to delete them. Applications you can delete will be as easy as pressing the icon for some seconds until an X mark shows up at the top of the icon. Click on that mark to delete. You'd most likely get a pop-up to verify that you indeed wish to delete that icon. If so, you can simply click Delete. On the off chance that you didn't intend to erase that application or you want it back, the raw files are stored in the system and you can always recover them. How to transfer data from another device. You may be wondering how you can get your brand new iPad Pro to contain videos, photos, or contacts from previous devices. Starting from scratch with an empty device is hard. Therefore, different ways have been invented to deal with this challenge. Not only will you be able to transfer information from an Apple device to your current iPad Pro, but you can also transfer from an Android device. The ways to accomplish this are 1. iCloud. The iCloud feature is available on all Apple devices and is used for backing up your data into the cloud feature, so that if you lose your device, your important information will always be safe. You can use iCloud to wirelessly send data from your old device to your new iPad Pro. iCloud will move almost all of your device's data and settings for you. App information, system settings, messages, images, and videos, purchase records from Apple devices, ringtone, and visual voicemail passwords can all be transferred. To transfer data from your previous Apple device, you need to have backed it up using iCloud. Before transferring the data to the new device, to be certain you have every data up to date, do one final